Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up, and welcome to the Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine doctor. We get to consult people around the world via telehealth, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, The Inflammation Spectrum, Ketotarian, and the newest book is called Gut Feelings. If you want to learn more about our clinical work, the telehealth center, we have brand new telehealth patient options now open, and lots of free, healthy resources for you as well at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And listeners, you all know, every episode, pretty much every episode, we're giving away free healthy things. Typically, my go-to has been historically free signed books. Who doesn't love reading? I love writing, and I love reading. You know, it's like reading rainbow over here. Encourage reading, real books, real tangible books. I'm an advocate for that. But we're going to mix things up, keep you guessing. You're going to get lots of other opportunities to win different healthy things. So it could be maybe my favorite new biohacking device or technology that we're using clinically with telehealth patients, or a supplement that we really love and have seen great clinical success with in certain cases, or it could be free telehealth consultations. So I think it's only appropriate. I'm here with my clinical team for us in this episode to open this up for a free chance to win a telehealth consultation. What do you think, girls?
That's amazing.
Ooh, I love it.
Intrigue. Tell me more.
It actually could be with Emily F. Emily M., who's on, not with Emily F. No. You don't want Emily F. No. She's on the patient logistics team. She coordinates with us, but you want someone on the functional medicine team who's been trained in this. And that is one of only three people plus me. So you're going to get either Andrea, who you know from Mental Health is Physical Health, Megan, which you know from Ask Me Anything. She's living on the other side of the state right now, which is why she's not here. She's still part of the team.
Miss you.
Megan's living in Philadelphia. And she said she'd drive in for us.
We need to get her in.
Yeah. You'll see her here or there. But anyway, she does consults, and Emily M does consults. And I oversee the cases, by the way. I mean, you'll see me too after the consult when you're in care. So, for initial functional medicine telehealth consultation, for information on what that is, just go to drwillcole.com and go to become a patient consultation page for all the ins and outs of the different options for people. But for the purposes of winning and a chance to win, comment on my most recent Instagram post at Dr. Will Cole and tell me in the comments, what's your favorite thing that you learned in today's episode? You're going to have to listen through the entire episode. Tell me what you love the best, and we'll be randomly picking winners to win this telehealth consultation. And also, while you're there on Instagram, follow the Art of Being Well Instagram page. It's at T-A-O-B-W, the acronyms for the podcast, The Art of Being Well. Follow that Instagram. You get behind the scenes information, resources of the podcast, so many good things. And then, yeah, comment on at Dr. Will Cole, latest post, your favorite thing that you learned today, and then I'll reach out to you and we can get you scheduled for a telehealth consult. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Comment Emily F if you want a surprise consult with her too.
We'll sit and stare at each other for an hour. You can ask me anything. I'll tell you what I think. It might not be correct though.
So to that point, we have Emily F here as the every woman, the every human. She's not on the patient team, but she coordinates, but she does what we tell her to do. and she coordinates all the labs. She fills out requisition forms. She finds local labs for patients because we're in telehealth. And she sends out all the protocols that the patient team puts together. So she's super talented in her own right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Super organized. Her organized skills are on point.
Thank you.
Which is why you're a head of patient logistics.
Yeah. There you go. She's probably the funniest person in the office.
Yeah.
Too.
She has a wicked sense of humor too.
Oh, stop. I'm going to go like nonverbal now.
Are you going to talk about this in your next therapy session?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So anyways, you know, you've heard it now. We have Emily, who's on the functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner team with me. And we have Emily F to ask your burning health questions. This is the latest episode, installment of the Ask Me Anything episodes. So let's get into it. People send so many hot or not like wellness trends on TikTok, on Instagram, on social media. They want to know what is our science-backed functional medicine perspective on different wellness trends. Is it hot? Is it not? What's up with it? We're going to get also to an audience question as well and other fun things. Stay tuned. What's the first?
Okay. Just in time for, you know, cold flu season, we have fire cider.
Just in time.
Woo!
So fire cider, it is a holistic drink treatment for supposedly improved gut health, nausea, inflammation, immune system support, if you're feeling like you're getting cold or flu. People on TikTok are saying how it helps them with basically any ailment, but especially seasonal allergies, immune system function, and gut health. Here's a little bit of a backstory. It's been around since the 1970s, so it's nothing new. But it's having its day in the sun, its zeitgeist moment on TikTok. But recently, becoming more popular, the main ingredients are apple cider vinegar, ACV, and lots of different herbs and spices. They're even doing fire cider challenges on social media, people sharing their videos of drinking the cider, saying it will knock the sickness out of you, quote unquote. At this point, hashtag fire cider has 53 million hashtags. Fire cider recipe has 10 million. And then people are doing the challenge with the hashtags as well. I did a little bit of research on this in preparation for today's show. I had heard of it loosely, not called that per se. I didn't know it was a trend. It was actually popularized by an herbalist called Rosemary Gladstar. And it's been used for a long time for improving the immune system, stimulating digestion, all those things we've talked about. So here's an example of like a classic fire cider recipe. You want to hear?
I'm ready for it.
So there's an onion in it, chopped onion. There's some cloves, organic garlic. There's jalapeno peppers. We're getting spicy.
Oh yeah, get it spicy.
There's some zest and juice from a lemon. We got some organic ginger. we got some grated horseradish root. All right. She didn't like that one. 1 tablespoon of turmeric. There's cayenne powder. There's rosemary leaves. It's basically all these medicinal herbs and spices put in apple cider vinegar. And then they sort of cut that spice tartness with raw honey. So sweeten it with honey to taste. And then you're taking this like a shot, I'm assuming is how people do it. Mm-hmm. Spoonful.
Like tinctures and stuff.
Tinctures,
too.
Yeah. Have you made this before?
Never in my life.
Okay. So I've never made it either, but I'm just going off of what the historical, you know, use of this was and then how people are doing it on social media. Mm-hmm. They're basically letting these things brew in the apple cider vinegar, like getting all the juices and the compounds, the beneficial compounds in it and creating these sort of tincture. Yeah, that's a good way of saying it, like a tincture style thing. So yeah, I'll give you my hot or not. And then you guys see, I think this is a hot. I think it's a good thing. I don't like that people say like it cures everything under the sun.
Right. I have a broken leg. I'm going to drink some fire cider.
But I do. I mean, these things are things that we use clinically.
Yeah.
So I've never made it in this way, but I get why. Like, we use tinctures. This seems a great thing. And also, I could see why it'd be so helpful from a digestive standpoint. We have antimicrobial benefits here. Mm-hmm. We have things that support HCL production as far as the ACV is concerned. So from a stomach acid to kill off a lot of bacteria and viruses right. can be beneficial. Raw honey can have a lot of antimicrobial properties too. There's a whole host of reasons why I like this from a food as medicine standpoint.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I mean, I agree that it's hot. I think that using food as medicine and teaching people more about it, the fact that there's education around these foods that are helpful for the immune system is great, because we should be looking at it that way too. Food is information for the body, and it's helpful in that way. I think that always just remembering, you know, not every ingredient is going to work for somebody right now, especially when you're looking at nightshades and other things like that may not be as beneficial for someone if they're dealing with autoimmunity or something like that. But I think a lot of these things, even, you know, you can kind of customize it to really work for what you can do. And again, I love the how it says it will like knock the sickness out of you, but what else is coming out of me at the same time? That's how I feel. It's like, okay, well, is this going to be a rough time with drinking it? But I've never had it. I'd be open to it. I mean, I've made definitely my own herbal like tonics and stuff to help with sickness. We usually try to take a more holistic type of approach like this too. So I'd be willing to try. I mean, I'm here for the aesthetic. I've seen the videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have, what's the aesthetic?
Yeah. I mean, they're just putting them in these like beautiful like jars mm-hmm. and like it's this whole, like I swear it's like you have to have a whole setup just to make it in some of these reels. Yeah. I mean, again,
and, like,
I'm here
the ASMR of adding everything and cutting everything.
Lord. I'm here for it.
Yes, they get you.
I'm sold by it. It's fine. But at the same time, again, remembering you're buying these things. Are you buying them organic? Are you checking to make sure they're good quality products? If you're, you know, concentrating them, if you're brewing them, like wanting to make sure you're getting good quality apple cider vinegar, things like that. I just think it's important to remember that. But I think overall, yeah, I'd say it's a hot. I try it. As spicier, mm-hmm. the better for me. Actually, extra onion too.
Oh, well, really?
It's the weirdest pregnancy craving I've had, but it is, I'd take extra onion in it too.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm, to your point, I could not do the jalapeno. I do not do well with like, yeah.
Are we
I
keeping
love
the
peppers?
Seeds? Do we know? Are the seeds in there?
Well, I would assume that you're going to want to remove the seeds.
Because that
would
just
be. I would never remove the seeds. The more seeds,
well, you're not
going to
suck it up in the tincture, I'm assuming.
That's true.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, the seeds can maybe be in there as they're brewing. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be pretty spicy depending on how you do it. But there's so much customizable aspects of this. I found one that's a Tom Ka Thai-inspired fire cider that uses galangal root.
Oh, I love that.
Which I love using that. Mm-hmm. Lime leaves, lemongrass, Thai muckret lime leaves. So there's a lot of ways to do this. You know, it's still spicy, has chili in it as well.
Okay, I think we should have a fire cider competition.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how they have like drink competitions?
I'll be the judge.
But we're good gut girlies over here. Okay. Mm-hmm. So instead of drinks, we'll do fire ciders.
You call yourself a good gut girly.
I call myself a good gut girly everywhere I go.
All right.
Okay.
Can I be one?
Yes.
Can I be an honorary good gut girly?
Yes. You're an honorary good gut girly.
All right. I'll take it. But Emily F., what do you think of this?
I also think I'd be willing to try it because it seems like it's as simple as throwing things in a jar and then waiting. Now I'm very impatient, but if I can just like forget about it, I would definitely make this because I'm always like looking for like, not like a quick fix, but I feel like based off what you guys have said and then like just what I know about the different ingredients, like I don't think it's a bad thing at all. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, like someone's sensitive to certain food groups. So you'd have to be mindful of that. But yeah. Maybe I'll make it and bring
it in. That's what I was going to say. I was like, why don't we on the Art of Being Well Instagram page, we will make it.
Yes.
So go follow y'all at TAOBW on Instagram, the Art of Being Well Instagram page. Mm-hmm. And we will do it when this episode's coming out.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So go check it out for some behind the scenes of us making our first ever.
And don't worry, the aesthetic is going to be prime.
We are quickly losing all credibility right.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You've probably heard me talking about Puri recently. It's a brand I'm fully behind. I love Puri's products. We have to go to brands that we can trust. And Puri checks all the boxes that I'm looking at as a functional medicine doctor. One of the products that I've been loving from Puri is their omega-3 fish oil supplement. It's amazing. They offer a high dose, a therapeutic dose of 2,000 milligrams of this really important long chain omega-3 fatty acids. The EPA and the DHA, these beneficial fatty acids, these omega fats, come in the natural form. And it's just amazing because I know that it's science-backed and it's supporting my heart health, my brain health, my eye health with clean ingredients. What I love about this product is they use high-quality, fresh fish, so there's no fishy flavor. And their omega-3 is certified environmentally sustainable by Friends of the Sea. Puri was founded in 2009 in Denmark. This country is known for their high food safety standards. And every year, Puri receives the highest marks from the supplement unit of the Danish food authorities. Take the next step to support your health with Puri. I worked with Puri on this amazing deal for my listeners, 20% off site-wide. Just go to my special URL, puri.com/WillCole, and use promo code WillCole. This even applies to the already discounted subscriptions. Check those out. You'll get almost a third off the price when you go to puri.com/WillCole. Don't wait. Use promo code WillCole at puri.com/WillCole.
From the offices of Create and Cultivate, I'm Jacqueline Johnson, the host of Work Party, a podcast for ambitious women looking to create and cultivate the career of their dreams. Work Party is paving the way for a new generation of women, women who are redefining the meaning of work on their own terms. Every Wednesday, we bring in leading female powerhouses for real talk and BS-free advice on building your business. You'll hear from female founders, CEOs, entrepreneurs, creatives, and so many other badass ladies. Are you ready to create and cultivate the career of your dreams? Then tune into Work Party, the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode.
What's the next hot or not wellness trend?
Magnesium mist slash spray.
So we look at labs for a living. I see low magnesium. It is ubiquitous. And especially with our patient base, when they're dealing with physiological stressors, like gut issues or poor absorption of nutrients, the body doesn't store much magnesium anyways. Mold toxicity, chronic Lyme, autoimmune issues. The body spends a lot of this nutrient called magnesium that's responsible for hundreds of different pathways in the body that's needed for nerve conduction, like healthy mood, sleep-wake cycle, energy, so many different things in the body from a nervous system standpoint. It's one of the electrolytes that we need in our body, and it's especially essential for so many different pathway reasons. And we see it low all the time. And then also from a stress, like mind, body, someone's dealing with a stressful time in their life, the body's going to spend more magnesium that way as well. So this is a wellness trend, I'm guessing. The trend on social media here is magnesium chloride for the skin. They say it maybe absorbs quicker, more readily than some supplements, benefits for relieving stress, anxiety, reducing muscle cramps and spasms, lowering inflammation, they're saying, reducing PMS symptoms, raising magnesium levels in the body, and easing headaches. That's another thing that can happen with electrolyte imbalances in general, but specifically magnesium. But people are saying on social media, it's better than magnesium supplements because of its absorption through the skin. People are spraying this magnesium spray all over their bodies for a variety of things. Basically what they would normally use magnesium for, like the things I just mentioned. Hashtag magnesium spray has a staggering 53 million hashtags and counting. We use magnesium and I do recommend topical magnesium. So this is not new. It's new from a social media trend, but clinically we've recommended magnesium oil sprays, Epsom salt baths for many, many, many years. So what's the science say from an absorption rate standpoint? There is a study not too long ago in the Public Library of Science in PLOS One in the scientific journal, and they found that this was a lower level of magnesium, but they found that it did increase serum magnesium. And their researchers said more studies should be done with higher doses of magnesium. There's limited studies, I think, looking at topical magnesium, what type of topical magnesium, and the dose of topical magnesium to move levels. But I could say, and not in the research world, I'm not in that world, but in the clinical world, like the real life people moving numbers on labs, I do see that as being a tool within the toolbox, especially if somebody has poor absorption. They are looking for just a multi-pronged approach to getting optimizing magnesium. What I would say is I would not depend on topical magnesium solely. I think it's an overstatement to say that topical is better than supplemental. Because I have patients, many, many patients that don't do topical consistently or at all. And we get their levels looking great through supplementation. And part of supplementation is improving gut health, absorption. We are what we absorb, not just what we eat and supplement with. So improving digestion and absorption, improving the resilience and the function of the gut is definitely part of our approach, of course. But supplementation, I think, should be primary for people, but definitely consider topical as well, whether it's an Epsom salt bath or it's a cream or it's some sort of oil or a spray. I think the carrier impact could be interesting too, like a study to look at a water-based versus an oil-based combination. I haven't seen a study on that because I'm assuming that the lipid component of oils and creams could actually be better, superior than just a water-based thing that's, I'm assuming, would improve skin barrier, but maybe not penetrate in the skin as much. I'm just basing that on thinking of how these things work, but not based on, I haven't seen any statistics on this. So those are my thoughts. I think hot or not, I think it's a hot, generally speaking. But again, yeah. I don't like the hyperbole on social media where they just kind of flippantly throw claims around, but we know the imperative importance of magnesium.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think that, you know, it's all the time, even when we talk about the skincare topic too, it's sure you could put the best things on the body, but what are you putting in the body too? And mm-hmm. I think that this kind of relates in that type of way of that, yes, I think it's a great tool to utilize. I've utilized it personally at times too, but I think that I wouldn't necessarily say that it's better than taking it orally or what you're putting into your body too at the same time. I think, you know, in within labs too, we often see low magnesium in people because it's depleted so easily, just like you were saying. I find that's why I love our magnesium too, because it's a blend of different kinds of magnesium where you're going to see better absorption with too when mm-hmm. you're having this blend, because there's so many different forms and mm-hmm. they do different things. And again, magnesium in general does over 300 different mechanisms within the body. So it's such an important mineral that we need to utilize and replenish. That's why I love our magnesium that we take, that you offer orally, because it is a blend and it actually has this specific L-threonate that's going to cross the blood-brain barrier. And that's something that we have to think about too. You know, there's a lot of different forms of it, and taking it orally, as you said, is going to help the body absorb it better too. So mm-hmm. It's a great tool to add. I think it's a hot too. I just think that I'd be hard pressed to say that it would be better than taking it orally.
Yeah. Yeah. The magnesium blend that we have on the site, we talk about on the show a lot because it is so great. Everybody on the team loves it. And it tastes like,
yes,
it's like a mocktail.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. So it has magnesium glycinate. Glycinate has magnesium L-threonate, which you said has magnesium malate. So it has a combination of different types of magnesium. Yeah. So what do you think, Emily F?
I actually have a question.
Okay.
Because I've heard it said a lot, especially concerning our magnesium. But what do you guys mean by it's able to cross the blood-brain barrier? Like, why is that important? Mm-hmm. And why would someone that doesn't know what that is, like, why would, should they worry about that? Mm-hmm.
The brain seems to favor this magnesium threonate more. So it's able to get into the cells of the nervous system tissue more unimpededly. Mm. And it's not to say the other ones don't at all, but the effectiveness for the nervous system, I think that preferential like effectiveness that we see clinically where that nervous system, someone that has nervous system dysregulation that feels like wired and tired, anxious and exhausted, this magnesium threonate and a combination, I think it's a synergistic effect overall. But yeah, that's used clinically more than magnesium L-threonate for nervous system issues.
Absolutely. And a lot of people that we're working with, especially people who've been sick for a long time, I mean, seeing that nervous system dysregulation is something that we see a lot. And so I think it's something that's always on our mind too, as we're mm-hmm. working with patients, you know, how can we make sure that we're giving supplements in a way that's looking at the body as a whole too, not just trying to increase the magnesium marker, but how can it affect the body as a whole? And so that's something that we think about, which is why I love this blend mm-hmm. because it's not, you know, just going to help with motility or it's not just going to help with the immune system, but it's really looking more at the body as a whole.
Yeah. So and again, this magnesium is lemon lime. It's yes. like a lemon lime mocktail, everybody. Mm-mm-mm. Just a scoop of it, water. Yes. It tastes freaking delicious.
It's like our 3 p.m. mocktail hour. Yes. Always, Andrea's always like, who wants some magnesium?
Yeah, that's who you're talking to right now. Yes. That's our speed.
Yes, we're good get girlies. Okay, yes. I told you. This is what we do. We've switched martinis for magnesium mocktail.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Love it.
Most of us know that stress is at the root of nearly everything that makes life feel harder. Sleep loss, low energy, dissatisfaction, irritability, health problems, and science has proven time and time again that high stress is the foundational part of heart disease, high blood pressure, autoimmune conditions, anxiety, depression, and so much more. Since 2020, 2 out of 3 people report feeling extreme stress. No surprise, right? 73% believe stress is impacting their mental health, and well over 50% of people have trouble sleeping because of stress. To really get on top of stress, we could really use some help. A tool that we love using at the Telehealth Center is a product called Just Calm. It features a proprietary mood biotic strain called B. longum 1714, the most heavily researched and verified brain probiotic. In multiple clinical studies, it's been shown to help you effectively manage stress, champion a healthy mood, maintain balanced cortisol levels, promote vitality and supports better sleep quality, and even encourage theta brainwaves, which is associated with creativity, intuition, great thinking, and flow states. If you're ready to take control of your microbiome mood axis, whether you're dealing with digestive problems like constipation, bloating, or if you're dealing with stress, anxiety, if you want to live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and the Just Thrive probiotic today. Visit justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code Dr. Will. That's D-R-W-I-L-L. Take control today at justthrivehealth.com. So I was a little skeptical at first because I've been seeing this all over the internet, but I tried Blissey's silk pillowcase and I can't even tell you how much better I'm sleeping. It's time to upgrade your sleep with Blissey's award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases. The holidays are here, and if you're looking for the best gift you can give, look no further than a Blissey silk pillowcase. Blissey silk pillowcases are temperature regulating and have naturally insulating properties. So if you sweat and overheat while you sleep, Blissey is for you. It also is so good for your hair because it reduces frizz, tangles, and prevents hair breakage. It keeps the moisture in your hair and keeps your skincare products and natural moisture on your skin because silk does not absorb the moisture on your face. You can say goodbye to wrinkles, dry, flaky, red skin in the morning and wake up with healthier hair. These pillowcases are naturally hypoallergenic. And unlike other silk pillowcases, these are the highest quality silk and are machine washable, durable, and even have a zipper to hold your pillow in place. Blissey silk pillowcases are the best silk pillowcases on the market. They have a ton of different prints and colors, and they make great gifts because there's an option for literally everyone. They have over 1.5 million raving fans, and you could be the next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights. At blissey.com/Will Cole and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/Will Cole. Use code Will Cole to get an additional 30% off right now. Give yourself the gift of a good night's sleep with Blissey. What's the next?
So next is our audience question.
All right.
Is it true that some foods can be higher in mold toxins? If so, what are they? And what labs can someone run to find out if they have mold toxicity or are sensitive to mycotoxins?
So I posted about this not too long ago, and I post about mold toxins probably monthly, certainly in my stories, because it's something we see so often clinically. It always gets a lot of buzz on the comment section when I talk about moldy foods or foods that are more likely to have mold toxins. And those foods are, because that's the first part of this question, it is true that some foods can be are more likely to be contaminated. It's not saying all these foods are always contaminated. It's just more likely. In no particular order, let's just say that. But nuts and seeds, legumes would be the higher ones. So things like, you know, any nut and seed, but legumes, peanut butter comes to mind. That's like a common one. But all nuts and seeds have the potential to be higher in mold. Wine, beer, dried fruit, like fruit snacks and dates and things like that can be higher in mold. And did I miss anything, Emily? Oh, coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. The big one.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. So coffee. So that's the list that we have specific low mold protocols for patients who need that. And they limit it for a time while we're dealing with the primary issue. So I guess that's my bigger context here, that I don't think for most of our patients, certainly, that the mold in the food is the primary cause of it, but it can be an exacerbation of symptoms for people that are mold sensitive and already, it's like stressing and triggering a system that's already stressed and triggered.
Right.
So it's like definitely we should be mindful of dietary mold, but I don't think when I see high immune responses to mold or high mold coming out in the urine, it's exclusively from food.
Yeah. No, it's not fully from food.
Right. So I don't want anybody to fear these foods inherently, but going like limiting them or avoiding them if you are sensitive to mold while you're healing can be a tool within the toolbox to improve faster because the immune system is primed. The nervous system is primed. You need to like empty that bucket as much as you can while you're healing. And then we work on reintroduction. Reintroduction for most of those things that I mentioned is possible for the vast majority of even the most sensitive of systems. So That's the context around it. There shouldn't be any fear mongering around those foods. And that's what people need to understand. The variable is some people are more sensitive to mold than others. You know, we look at HLA gene variants, which we've talked about in the show before. I've written about it. You can go look at all the PubMed like links on drwillcole.com. The human leukocyte antigen makes some people more sensitive to mold toxins and Lyme bacteria. This is why some people are wrecked by Lyme and tick-borne problems and some people aren't. These HLA and methylation gene variants, same with mold toxins. So we want to look at that epigenetic genetic bioindividuality. We all respond differently to biotoxins like bacteria, viruses, and mold. Labs was the third part of the question. Yeah, looking at genetic variants can be helpful. Looking at immune system response to the mold, which would be via blood, and then looking at mold toxins coming out in the urine. So we want to look at all three in concert together to understand the context. I wouldn't just bank on a urine test alone.
Right.
I want to pair it with a blood test to look at the immune system's response to it. And I want to look at the genetic variables to see why that somebody could be responding in if they are more mold sensitive to understand their bioindividuality. And then all of that lab data has to be put in context with how that person's feeling. Like what's their symptoms? And it's not the end all be all for everybody, but it is an issue for many people. And it's not oftentimes looked at. Was there a bonus thing to this? Or like somebody asked a follow-up?
Yeah, I saw a lot of comments. People like, well, what can I eat then? I can't eat anything.
Happens every time I talk about histamine intolerance or mold toxicity or oxalate issues or FODMAPs, like, you know what I mean, salicylate. Specific subset of people just to educate people. And I always try to bring the context in the caption when I'm posting. People don't read the caption for the context. Oh. And that's how way our culture works. Yep. It's so reactive that they'll say, what can I eat? And that list with the mold is even funnier.
Yes.
When you think of, I said wine, beer, nuts and seeds, grains, which I missed that, grains, coffee. What can I eat? Well, if your diet's based on those things, my friend,
there's a bigger problem.
There's a bigger problem. But, you know, I get it. People they're not necessarily saying off of that list alone. They're just, I think a lot of people, what they're trying to say, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, is I hear so much conflicting things about that's bad, that's bad, that's better, that's good, that's bad, that's good. There's so much like conflicting information that is what disillusions the consumer.
Well, and that's where you have to understand, again, the demand on the body, the way someone detoxes, those things matter, because maybe for a person who has a higher threshold or doesn't have a huge demand on the body, maybe you're not. And as you said, with the labs, like when we're seeing high mold levels, it's not from the food exclusively. Even the lab would tell you that too. These levels aren't just because you're having moldy coffee, but it should help you open your eyes. I get this question oftentimes from patients who, maybe we've worked through, you know, a lot of the root causes, and if mold is part of that and we're working into reintroduction, they ask about this list, like, well, can I bring these foods back in, or do I always need to be mindful of them? And I think just in general, when we know this about food, I think it should just open our eyes of like, well, what are the better alternatives to this? You know, even with grains, there are grains that are going to be less likely to be contaminated. White rice would be one of those things. Mm-hmm. So again, finding things that are going to be a better alternative. One that people don't often think of is even spices, how spices can get moldy because you're often pouring them over while the food is steaming and you're cooking. Pepper, even pepper that's already ground, can often be contaminated too. But there's better alternatives. Don't put your spices over while you're in the middle of cooking. Do it beforehand. Get pepper that you are grinding yourself. Like, there are ways to get around this. There's tons of great coffee brands that are testing for mycotoxins now. Yes, you want organic because you don't want the pesticides, but at the same time, if it's organic and it's not being tested for mold, then there's that risk there too. But there's a lot of great coffee brands that are testing for mycotoxins at this point.
Yeah.
So same thing with wine, same thing with, there's good alternatives. Yes, your whole diet should be based off of these things.
Yeah, coffee and wine, it's not a good, well-balanced diet.
Probably you're not going to be a good gut girly, I'm sorry. But at the same time, there's great alternatives. It's not to say that these things have to be avoided fully. You know, when we're working through a reintroduction with patients, it's not, we say, oh, you can never have these again. But we are going to look, if someone is sensitive to detoxing, especially to biotoxins like mold, we do have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. What are the better for you options?
Yes.
So that's what people are going to say. So Emily touched on some, but company that third-party tests for mold toxins, amongst other things, is a good idea. Heavy metals would be another one, but mold toxins would be another one, which is we like purity coffee. Mm-hmm. We like danger coffee. Yep. We like bulletproof coffee. There are several more brands than that, but those are the ones that we have clinically and we recommend. We have in the clinic, I should say, for people on the team. And we recommend it to patients. And the peanut butter, Valencia peanut butter, is said to have lower mold. I've never tested it myself, but that is typically what's understood.
And we're standing by that.
We're standing by that because I'm not giving up my dang peanut butter. So that's my out. So Valencia peanut butter, organic Valencia peanut butter, which Costco has a big, like a huge tub of peanut. If you want to bathe in some peanut butter, go to Costco. And then what are some other better for you, low mold options? Oh, wine, dry farm
wine. I
was just
going to say dry farm wine. Yeah, that's, you know, if that's something you want to bring in occasionally, that's a great option for that. They even have low alcohol versions of it too.
Yeah. We're low, like tested for mold, low alcohol, meaning less neurotoxins, organic, regenerative, biodynamic, all that stuff that you want for a wine beyond mold. There's many reasons to do that, to go for dry farm wines, which they curate European wine, which we've had the founder. He was one of my first guests. So go back to listen to the founder of Dry Farm Wines. I don't drink, but you don't drink either.
I have had the wine before, and it's very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
And you have any thoughts on this, Emily F?
No. Other than I didn't know before I started working here that some foods can like have be moldy, I guess, for lack of better terms. But yeah, I think it's really important for like people to know that there are options and that is something that you should be looking for. Like even if you're not sensitive to mold, I feel like it's a good idea to know anyway.
Yeah, you're right. People are going to be asking, I'm thinking, okay, what's things to look out for? How do I know if I'm mold sensitive if you don't run labs? Brain fog, fatigue, histamine intolerance, could be runny nose, sinus issues, feeling run down a lot, like feeling like you're getting the flu or cold a lot, digestive issues, nervous system issues, anxiety issues. Just because you have those symptoms doesn't mean there's mold issues.
Right.
But they're a check engine light that something's going on. Mm-hmm. And based off of health history and context and labs, we can determine why that check engine light is on.
Yeah. And even just when I'm talking with patients too, asking about history, have you had water damage in any of the homes that you've lived in too? A lot of people just initially think of where they're at now. But the way that we know that mold works too is that it can stay within the system for a long time. So I will try to go back with patients of, okay, and do you remember a time where you were exposed to mold in a home, you know, or even as in childhood, do you ever remember any flooding, water damage, any like musty smells, spaces, things like that too? I think just like trying to think of those things too can be helpful of like maybe deciding next steps on what you need to do if labs are necessary.
And I would say statistically with our patient base, high population of people have methylation variants, like the MTHFR gene variant, high population of people have HLA gene variants. Like, can you think of a patient that doesn't have the HLA haplotypes?
No.
It's so common. So we see the genetic bioindividuality, a high population.
Right.
Keep that in mind. That's the context here. This is not the general population. But if you're having stubborn symptoms and you're not getting better, these are the things you need to look at.
Yep.
And I would say almost always, I'd say 80% of patients, let me know if you disagree with me, 80% of patients, when we see these mold markers and the genetic variants, we find abnormal levels of mold in their home.
Yeah.
Even if they don't smell it, they don't see it, and it's a new home. I hear it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I live in a new build, a new home.
Or it was fully renovated. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't not be so sure. It could be damp wood behind the walls. It's microscopic, can be passing through. It could be damp when they were building the house or the apartment. It could be in the HVAC, central air system as well. We've seen everything. And then not just, we've seen it in cars. Like people had leaks in their car and it was leaking mold. It could be in workplaces a lot. We see a lot of school teachers. We see mold in older buildings, in court system, a lot of the old courthouses, court reporters and things like that. So yeah, we've seen everything. But it's just because it's new and you don't smell it doesn't mean it's not there. So keep in mind. And that's not, like we get an inspector in your local town to or city to do that. But they almost always find abnormal levels. And we can see those they're doing, like, they're functional medicine doctors for homes.
Yeah.
Sick homes.
And that's why we have that dust test too, as a great initial test. If you're wanting to just kind of roll it out in the home first, it's a great thing to, that you can purchase on the website too, that will really just give initial examination of, you know, is there any possibility of mold in the home and what that looks like.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
A product that we have loved at the Functional Medicine Telehealth Center here for a long time is something called Armra. We put it into patient protocols. We use it personally. I use it every day. It's Armra Colostrum. Guys, you have to check this out if you haven't yet. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all of the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. Armra Colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that rebuild the barriers of your body and fuel cellular health for a host of research-backed health benefits. It strengthens immunity, ignites your metabolism and anti-inflammation, and confers powerful anti-aging benefits as well. Unlike most colostrums, which use heat pasteurization that depletes nutrient potency, Armra leverages their proprietary cold chain biopotent technology, which is an innovative process that purifies and preserves the integrity of hundreds of bioactive nutrients while removing the dairy casein and the dairy fat. So there's none of that. So if you have dairy sensitivities, it really works, and it guarantees the highest potency and bioavailability of any colostrum available on the market. We've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/Will Cole or enter Will Cole to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/Will Cole. These baking mixes are so freaking delicious. If you ever heard of Stellar Eats, you have to check this out. Stellar Eats is grain-free baking mixes made with 8 or less real ingredients like almonds, coconuts, and dates. They make mixes like carrot cake, so good, banana bread, coffee cake, that are gluten-free, they're paleo-friendly, and naturally sweetened with coconut and date sugars. The taste and texture are just like their traditional conventional treats. This amazing brand was started by 3 women who were frustrated with diet culture and how healthy eating is made all about how you look, not about how you feel or how the food actually tastes. They're on a mission to change the way wellness brands speak to consumers with their brand, which is so important. As someone that really looks at clinically with telehealth patients, the psychology of eating and shifting people's paradigm, instead of it being restrictive, how can I nourish my body with foods that love me back? And Stellar Eats is leading the charge with providing us ways to do it. So visit StellarEats.com and use code WillCole at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's StellarEats.com. Use code WillCole for 20% off your first order. Stellar Eats is also available at Whole Foods stores nationwide. And then at the end of every Ask Me Anything episode, Emily F. asks Emily M. and I'm just the M squared, guys. I just,
yeah.
I see you guys both every day, but I don't talk to you back and forth like this. This is like, I have to get used to
it. It's confusing. It's a lot.
Hopefully you are not as confused as me. But then in my mind, I'm thinking you both, I knew you with your maiden names as well.
I know, that's so right. hard. That's,
so I'm like, oh, you're yeah. not that, but I'm getting used to it. Anyways, Emily F. asks a question for the patient team at the end of every episode of the Ask Me Anything. So what's your question?
So would you name two of your favorite things for your immune system, one being more conventional and then one that's more out of the box or even controversial?
Ooh.
To support the immune system?
Yes.
Okay. So more mainline, I don't want to call it conventional, but more like mainstream, people can wrap their mind around it. I would say products from bees. Manuka honey would be one.
Yes.
Manuka honey, it's specifically New Zealand manuka honey. It has a rating system, the UMF, which is the unique manuka factor, and also MGO rating, which is the methyl glyoxal rating, which is the specific compound in the one of the beneficial compounds within manuka honey. So basically, the higher the UMF score and the MGO score, the more potent it has with these immune system, antimicrobial, immune regulating benefits for the body. So the methyl glyoxal is this compound. It's found in the specific plant. It's found in other honeys as well, but in like thousands of times more, hundreds to thousands times more compared to other organic raw honeys, which have benefits as well. This manuka honey has this special compound that's really beneficial for healing from the outside in, from a wound healing standpoint, if you want to use it topically, but also ingesting it can be very supportive of gut health, which is 75% of our immune system. And it's converted from this compound called DHA, not DHA like you're thinking from a fatty acid standpoint. This is the dihydrooxyacetone, DHA, that over time converts into this MGO, this beneficial manuka honey compound for your immune system. So studies have been done to show that freshly produced manuka honey have lower levels of the methyl glyoxal compound, but over time, as it's stored, as it's aged at a specific temperature, the methyl glyoxal levels go up. So basically, over time, as the honey ages, you get this beneficial compound, which I think is really amazing. The higher these levels, the more expensive this honey is going to be. I've had like the regular, just average ones to, I mean, Comvita sent me like their creme de la creme, super potent. It's $425, guys, just for a jar of honey.
Wow.
And what? I loved it so much, I would buy it again, but I'm bougie like that. And it's a special, but it has the MGO of 1200 plus and a UMF of 25 plus, which it's a lot higher. It's basically the highest one that they have. So you don't have to get that one. I'm just kidding about I'd buy that. I mean, there's so many other lower product ones that you don't have to spend that much to get the benefits of it. So that's not the one I use regularly. They sent it to me, so I was blessed by that, but I haven't bought it since. But I do buy the UMF like 18s. I buy the other lower ones that are great too. Even the UMF 20 is $77. There's the MGO of 829. So you can get pretty potent levels at a fraction of the price. And that's Comvita, which I like that brand. Wetterspoon is another amazing brand. We've had Carly Stein from Beekeepers Naturals on the podcast. The one I love, and that's why I said bee products, I like their superfood honey from Beekeepers Naturals because it blends bee pollen, which is another amazing immune system support, has royal jelly, and has bee propolis, which is like the medicine cabinet of the beehive.
Oh yeah, I love bee propolis.
Yeah, so I like manuka, but also the bee propolis, the royal jelly, the bee pollen, and like combining them. But yeah, the Beekeeper's Natural superfood honey is what it's called, is wonderful for that. And go back and listen to my conversation with Carly Stein all about apiary life and the medicine cabinet of bees. They're just brilliant. But yeah, I mean, the expensive one from Comvita, it's like the nectar of the gods. It's I every little tiny teaspoon, I was like, this is like $100. But I savored every morsel of it over time. I mean, it lasts a long time. You're only having like a teaspoon of this stuff. So it lasted me like a year. Lasted a long time. So when you think about it, you're not like getting a piece of toast and spreading it. You could, but I was using it more microdosing.
It'd be the best toast you've ever had in your life.
Some expensive toast. So that would be my more mainstream. And then if I could just quickly say sauna, I mean, it's a game changer for me from an immune system standpoint. It increases heat shocking proteins, which basically makes your body more resilient, your cell, your immune system more resilient, killing off viruses, making viruses. It's like a fever simulator, a fever mimicker in a way. It's a hormetic effect on the body. Fevers are rising up at your body temperature to kill off these pathogens. Well, you're mimicking that with a sauna. And I like infrared sauna because the infrared actually penetrates into your skin. It's heating your core temperature up, not the air around you. And it's less humidity than a traditional sauna. They both have benefits. They both have exciting research around it. I'm just saying what I use on a daily basis is infrared sauna. So it increases white blood cell count. It's like your first defender from an immune system standpoint. So I use the Sunlighten. Shout out to Sunlighten. I've used them for a long time. I have it around 165 degrees Fahrenheit. And I stay in there at least 30 minutes, but it's like an amazing sweat, even beyond immune system support, but like just energy, sleep, skin health, like all the things. Out of the box, we've talked about in the show before, I would say ozone, specifically rectal ozone. So ozone, it's this O3 molecule. It's more unstable. So it in the body, it sort of binds to things. It peroxidizes in the body, which is antimicrobial. So I would say ozone is more out of the box. It's maybe controversial. I don't think it's controversial at all, but it shouldn't be controversial.
Yeah, it definitely shouldn't be, but yeah, it might be.
Yeah, what's yours, Emily?
Well, I mean, you definitely said some of the things that I thought of. I think that especially as a mom with two kids that are in school, I mean, the Beekeeper's Naturals is a brand that we have a lot of their items in our house. So like they have nasal sprays, throat sprays. So those are some of the things that we've loved. And I, as I mentioned earlier, we definitely try to deviate towards more alternative immune support. I will say though, that if you're asking, like if you're wanting to have something that, again, a more conventional product on hand, just if that is needed, I also love the Genexa brand. You know, if that's something that, you know, it is still going to have, like they have a pain support that does still have acetaminophen, but it's not going to have any of the dye in it. It's not going to have corn syrup in it. It's not going to have artificial sweeteners in it. I don't use that often. That's probably a last resort. But I think that if, you know, you're looking for a better option, but you're still wanting something like that, I think that it is a great brand. But there's also a lot of great alternatives that will help fight pain and fever. I mean, even looking at inflammation support, we use a lot of herbs too. I mean, turmeric, ginger, that's something that we always have on hand. My husband, when he feels like he's coming down with a cold, he always wants me to make like a homemade turmeric ginger drink that's super spicy because we love spice in our house. So that's going to fight inflammation. We have yarrow, which is an herb that's going to help fight inflammation. It's got some incredible properties that actually help fight fevers as well, naturally too, because we know that fevers are usually helping the body fight something off, but that can be helpful if you do need to bring something in. That's probably the more natural support that we lean towards. I also, you asked for more conventional and more controversial. I don't know if I have a controversial one. I've done ozone. I also love ozone, but I'm a big fan of, again, the nasal sprays too. I think that that's something I will always have on hand. Mm-hmm. And we have some great ones too that we utilize. I mean, the Results RNA has a great nasal spray. I do love the Nutribiotic one as well. And again, they're going to have natural antimicrobials that are in there too that are going to support the immune system. We know a lot of infection can reside within the nasal passages too. And so, yeah,
even a saline rinse.
Yes. Like great. Using a neti pot, anything like that. That's something that we always deviate towards when we start feeling like we're coming down with something.
And we put it in patient protocols because the biofilm in the nasal cavity can hold a lot of viruses and mold toxins and bacteria. Sam, good point. David Johnson, great guy. He's the founder of Genexa. They're huge now.
Yeah.
I saw him years ago and met him years ago, but now I just saw him recently in New York and it's like they're all over the country.
You can get them at any local store.
Like Target has them.
I love that. Walmart. You know, for people who are still, you know, wanting something like that and able to just go pick it up. That's something I've always said on these podcasts is that I want the alternatives, but I also want it to be convenient.
Yeah.
You know,
what's nice about the Genexa, they have homeopathic stuff,
yes,
but they also have the conventional,
yes,
medications, but without the dyes and things that you mentioned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. They have either option. So I love that. And again, I love that you can just go to your local store and pick it up. It's making it accessible to people so that way they can become more educated too. And it's, yeah, not, you know, something they have to search for or order.
Yeah. Wait years.
Because it's like, you know, as a busy mom too, or as just a person, we don't think of these things sometimes until it hits us or it hits our kids. And it's like, I have to go to the store and just pick something up. I don't have time to wait, you know, for, mm-hmm, a few days shipping. So yeah. I love that a lot. Even the propolis spray too, like those things are at your local store now too, which, mm-hmm, I love.
Yeah. And just something came to mind. I was saying peroxidizes. Programming note, I meant peroxides. That was the word I was thinking of. I was like, as I'm saying, I'm like, that's not a freaking word. Why am I saying that? Peroxides. O3 ozone makes peroxides in the body. So now you know.
Now you know.
So I, not being a member of the patient team, I'm really just like low maintenance with stuff like this. And I only do these things really when I'm already starting to feel sick. I don't really do them preventatively, which maybe I should look into that. But I just have like an arsenal of immune support supplements and I'll just take whatever I have. So like vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, but I do use our D3K2 because I didn't even know until starting working here that vitamin D is immune support.
That's a great point. Yeah. It's like fundamental.
Yeah. And I don't really have like a controversial one either, but like maybe people don't think to do this. But if I'm like already actually sick, I will, like when I wake up, like, you know, we want to just like lay in bed if we're sick. I like to kind of start my day immediately and just get a shower, like straight, mm-hmm, up. And because we sweat in our sleep because our body's like fighting off the pathogens, raising our temperature. But like, and then I'll end with a couple minutes of cold therapy. I feel like if I pretend that I'm like starting my day and getting a shower, mm-hmm, I don't think I actually get better quicker, but I feel better. And, mm-hmm, you know, that,
yeah, your day's easier.
Feel better. But, yeah. And then if I have any congestion, I don't even know if this is like bad for you or not, but I'll heat up water in the microwave until it's like steaming and I'll put eucalyptus and lavender oil in it and I'll basically like suffocate myself under a towel.
You stick
and
your
inhale
head in
it.
The microwave?
Yeah, I do.
Like try and close the door. No, yeah. Yeah, that's not, don't suffocate yourself, but I love that.
Yeah, I put a little towel over my head and then I just like steam it because like, you know, eucalyptus helps me breathe better. And then lavender oil has like healing properties. So.
It's like a natural Vicks vapor rub.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm really crunchy when it comes to that. I don't take like, if I'm like feeling any sort of pain, I'm like, I will be in pain for hours before I take any sort of like medication or anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's a time and place, right? For both. I mean, we're all different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Different needs. Great question, Emily.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody. I think that's it for today. Again, chance to win a free telehealth consult. Let us know what your favorite thing, like what did you learn that you loved the most or laughed at the most in today's episode? Just comment on my most recent Instagram post at Dr. Will Cole, follow at TAOBW, The Art of Being Well, and we'll pick a winner. I'll reach out to you. But if you want to learn more about our clinical work, about the telehealth center, we have lots of free resources there for you as well. You can check it all out at drwillcole.com. See you next time. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.